You're listening to Consider This, episode 208, for the 12th of March, 2018.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Thanks for returning to, or trying out, a podcast with my conservative commentary and your feedback in 10 minutes or less. This is the Swift podcast I call Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, the host of this Swift Kick in the Commentary. The website for all things Consider This can be found at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. Show notes and other ways to contact me can be found there. That's CT, as in Comet Trail. What Obamacare really did to insurance premiums, a worldwide political first in Bermuda, and consumer confidence is up. Up how much? That's coming up. This episode of Consider This is brought to you by the Academy Awards, the Oscars, because nothing says time's up like being lectured on sexual harassment by a guy who used to have a TV show featuring scantily clad women bouncing on trampolines. Yes, really. I want to congratulate the latest brilliant person to like the Facebook page. Scott Wagner stopped by and hit that wonderful thumbs up button. Great move, Scott. Now you'll catch the articles and political cartoons I post there between episodes, and you can comment on them as well. Good to have you aboard. When given examples of people whose health insurance premiums have greatly increased after the poorly named Affordable Care Act, ACA advocates have been able to respond that those are cherry-picked cases, or that premiums were increasing before the ACA and would have increased anyway. That was then, this is now. The website eHealth has been selling individuals health insurance online since 1998, long before the ACA came on the scene. And they sell policies from a variety of insurance companies. And no, they're not a sponsor of this podcast. But they do have lots of data on the cost of health insurance coverage. And what they have discovered is probably something you have noticed, but the media and the Democrats keep insisting it isn't true. But these are the facts. Turns out that premium increases averaged about 60% from 2013, the last year before the ACA reforms took effect, to 2017. And in case someone thinks that those are cherry-picked policies, this increases for HMO, PPO, and POS plans, and for all ages and family sizes. By the way, POS stands for point of service, not something else. And in case someone thinks this is just continuing a long-standing trend, in the same length of time preceding that, all groups experienced premium increases of less than 10%, and most age groups actually experienced premium decreases on average. This from a promise to decrease family rates by an average of $2,500 per year. But it doesn't matter whether those promises were going to be kept. All that mattered was that this got passed. And once it did, there would be enough people that wanted to keep this millstone around our necks that it would never get repealed. Republicans have said they wanted to, and have made some feeble attempts at repealing it, but they know it could be a career ender if they do. We're stuck with it, folks. I don't see any real reform or repeal on the horizon because the people sold a bill of goods don't want to admit they were wrong. Yes, some folks are able to get insurance that they couldn't get before, but instead of targeting the specific problems, Obama and the Democrats screwed up the system so totally that untying this Gordian knot is impossible, legally and politically. This is how we lose our freedom, one big government boondoggle at a time. The Caribbean island of Bermuda recently passed a bill, by a wide margin, to give same-sex couples the option of registered domestic partnerships. LGBT groups criticize this bill, which you would expect, but not just because they don't have full-fledged same-sex marriage. In fact, Bermuda's Supreme Court had actually authorized same-sex marriage, this in spite of overwhelming opposition in the electorate. The new bill just signed into law rolls that back, making Bermuda the first jurisdiction ever to legalize and then repeal same-sex marriage. Of course, they wouldn't have had to if liberals weren't up to their usual legislate-from-the-bench tactics. But as we've seen in this country many times, they decide that if they can't make a convincing case, they'd force their view of morality down everyone else's throat, which is, of course, what they always accuse conservatives of doing. Because representative government is so 20th century. The Conference Board is a business research group, and it has an index which measures consumers' assessment of current conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Under President Trump, we've had a stronger job market, and the tax cuts are hitting people's paychecks now. Their latest report says that their consumer confidence index rose to 130.8 in February. That number is the highest it's been since November of 2000. When asked about the latest number, Trump replied,
"What can I say except you're welcome?"
Well, what about that big drop in the stock market? Apparently, consumers thought it was just a big load of meh. And that's actually a good attitude to have. When the stock market drops, all that means is that it's a buyer's market. In the meantime, the economy is getting better, and people are noticing. So let me know what you think about the allegedly Affordable Care Act, Bermuda's first, and your consumer confidence. On Facebook, search for the Consider This podcast, or tweet me where I'm at CT Podcasting. But don't forget the headquarters of this show, the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. If you're wondering where I got some of this information, the show notes are full of great linkage. Check them out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. But remember this. I don't want this show to be just a monologue. Let's talk about this. I want to get your voice heard, too. That's the way that we can consider this.